Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watcher Ruth, your host, this morning for Here, There, and Everywhere, where we explore the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic fringe, things that you don't want to know, least of all talk about. And we are here this morning, the morning of March the 3rd, 2013. It's 8 a.m. We've survived another day. The nuclear weapons haven't been dropped on our heads, and we're still waiting for the demons to appear. But in the meantime, I participate pretty much 5 nights a week in a chat. Consists of at least 300 to 500 people generally. And I've noticed a real trend lately that's been pretty disturbing. And I'm getting pretty tired of the arguing that goes on. And because I like to talk about things that are real, real world stuff that's going on, things that we face every day in the world, and such is these dumb arguments that people get into about doctrine. So you're a Calvinist, and I'm a this, and you're a that, and we're a this, and we're denominational this or that. But I can tell you this, brothers and sisters, it's all a waste of time. It's all for nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. Are we to go back to learning milk toast and not meat? Because we don't learn the foundational things of the scripture? Is that it? Do we not clearly understand that once we accept the Lord Jesus Christ's blood, that we're nothing but forgiven? That's all we need to be. And that's all we need to pursue, is a love relationship with our King who's forgiven us. And more than that, you know, what does the King say? What does he say? He says, work hard so that God can say to you, well done. Be a good workman, one who does not need to be ashamed when God examines your work, to know what his word says and means. Steer clear of foolish discussions which lead people into sin of anger with each other. The Lord does not enjoy his family arguing with each other. He says that those words will burn and hurt for a long time to come. So we need to call ourselves Christians and do things that are right and not wrong. 2 Timothy 3. Well, let's go. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:25-24. God's people must not be quarrelsome. They must be gentle, patient teachers of those who are wrong. Be humble when you are trying to teach those who are mixed up concerning the truth. For if you talk meekly and courteously to them, they are more likely, with God's help, to turn away from their wrong ideas and believe what's true. You can't chastise someone and tell them that they're totally wrong about something and have them come on over to your side. I'm just saying, it's just not going to happen. Truly, what I wanted to teach about this morning was in Jeremiah 23, but we need to know that there's going to be some false teachers about. We're in the Fig Tree generation, and we know that those false teachers are all around us, and they're going to be doing the same thing Samuel did with the Witch of Endor, calling forth souls and spirits that they should not be. These same false teachers, false prophets, false leaders. You know, I had did a little study on a guy that was into esoteric Hitlerism. Pretty interesting subject, esoteric Hitlerism, and pretty demonic. But it's all coming upon us. Remember the unthinkable fringe that we're in and will be from here on out. We're going to be meeting Gilgamesh, Nimrod, Sargon the Magnificent, fallen angels, the watchers, the demons that want to come down and inhabit us as fit extensions, don't you know? Transhumanism is just full blast. And if you don't know about transhumanism, you might take a minute or two to Google it. New World Order's best friend and the way they're going to live out eternity, huh? It's what they think. Well, I have such a short time left, family. Let's go to Jeremiah 23. And again, I'm reading from my favorite, the Living Bible paraphrase, giant edition for me because I can't see anything. The Lord declares, I will send disaster upon the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones that I sent them to care for. Instead of leading my flock to safety, you've deserted them and driven them to destruction. And now I will pour out my judgment upon you for the evil you have done to them. And I will gather together from the remnant of my flock from wherever I have sent them and bring them back into their own fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will appoint responsible shepherds, you know who you are, to care for them, and they shall not need to be afraid again. All of them shall be accounted for continually. For the time is coming, said the Lord, when I will place a righteous branch upon King David's throne, and he shall be a king who shall rule with wisdom and justice and cause righteousness to prevail everywhere throughout the earth. And this is his name, the Lord, our righteousness. At that time, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in peace. In that day, people will no longer say when taking an oath, the Lord lives who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. But they will say, as the Lord lives, who brought the Jews back to their own land of Israel from the countries to which he had exiled them. But now my heart is broken because there are false prophets that are full of deceit. I awake with fear and stagger as a drunkard goes from wine because of the awful fate awaiting them. For God has decreed holy words of judgment against them, for the land is full of adultery, and the curse of God is on it. The land itself is mourning, the pastures are drying up, the prophets do evil, their power is used wrongly, and the priests are like the prophets, all ungodly wicked men. I've seen their despicable acts right here in my own temple. Therefore their paths will be dark and slippery. They will be chased down in dark, treacherous trails, and they will fall, for I will bring evil upon them, and I will see to it. When their time has come, I will pay their penalty in full for all their sin. I knew that the prophets of Samaria were unbelievably evil, for they prophesied for Baal and led my people of Israel into sin. But the prophets of Jerusalem are even worse. The things that they do are horrible. They commit adultery and they love dishonesty. They encourage and compliment those who are doing the evil things instead of turning them back from their sinful ways. These are the prophets that are thoroughly depraved, the same ones that were the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. Therefore, the Lord of hosts says, I will feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink. For it is because of them that wickedness fills the land. This is my warning to my people, said the Lord of hosts. Don't listen to these false prophets. When they prophesy to you and fill you with futile hopes, they're making up everything they say. They don't speak of me. they keep saying about these rebels, and they despise me. Don't worry, all is well, though. And those who live the way they want to, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. But can you name even one of those prophets who lives close enough to God to hear what he's saying? Has even one of them cared long enough to listen? See, the Lord is sending a furious whirlwind to sweep away the wicked men. See, the terrible anger of the Lord will not abate until it's carried out the full penalty and decrees against them later when Jerusalem has fallen. You will see what I have meant. I have not sent these prophets, yet they claim to speak for me. I send them no message, yet they say that the words are mine. But if their words were mine, they would try to turn my people back to me from their evil ways. I am a God who is only in one place and can I not see what they are doing? Can anyone hide from me? Am I not everywhere in all of heaven and earth? Listen to the dream I had from God last night, they say. And then they proceed to lie in my name. How long is this going to continue? If they were prophets, they are prophets of deceit, inventing everything they say. By telling these false dreams, they are trying to get my people to forget me. In the same way their fathers did, who turned away to the idols of Baal. Let these false idols tell their dreams, and let my true messengers faithfully proclaim my words. There is a difference between chaff and wheat. Do not my word burn like fire, asked the Lord. Is it not like a mighty hammer that smashed the rock to pieces? So I stand against those prophets who get their messages from each other, these smooth-tongued prophets who say that this message is from God. They make up dreams that are flippant lies. They lead my people into sin. They do not send them away. They have no message at all for my people, says the Lord. When one of my people or one of their prophets or priests asks you, well, Jeremiah, what is the sad news from the Lord today? You shall reply, what sad news? You are the sad news, for the Lord has cast you away. And as for the false prophets and the people and the priests of the people you joke about, today's sad news from God? Sad news from God? I will punish them, and I will punish their families for saying this. You can ask each other what is God's message and what is he saying, but stop using this term, God's sad news. For what is sad is you and you're lying and you're twisting my words and inventing messages from God that I didn't speak. You may respectfully ask Jeremiah, what is the Lord's message? What has he said to you? But if you ask him about today's sad news from God, well, I have warned you not to mock like that. When I, the Lord God, will unburden myself of the burden, you are a burden to me. I will cast you out of my presence. In this city, I will give to you and your fathers, and I will bring reproach upon you and your name be infamous throughout the ages. Be safe, be well. No, the principalities and powers and false prophets are coming. They want to massacre and send famine and disease among the people of God because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Make sure that the seed of the Father falls on good, fallowed, well-watered ground and ripen up. Don't be spoiled and moldy, too rotten to eat. Be ready, be armed, put the full armor of God on, the helmet of salvation, pull someone else out of the fire if you can today, and stay away from all of those who wish to take you back to the milk toast and not learn to eat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hope to see you again tomorrow. Have a good day, family. Bye-bye.